at a Memorial Coliseum. 72-71. If there's a most valuable player, and he's not Cam Bonifay, I don't know where he is. He stole the basketball when they were down, and it looked like they were out 71-70 on their back. Carver in possession of the ball, and Bonifay comes up with a steal and prints on the shot.
I'll tell you something. If they don't write about this one for years to come, I don't know what'll
double
happen.
Double overtime.
Double overtime. And I just said, as we started the first overtime, that Mark Smith had come so far. They've been asked to come so far. And now they have to go a little bit further. They went to 3 minutes. They went to 3 minutes. And then when everything looked like it was gone, who came through with a steal but Cam Bonifay?
The greatest thing since peanut butter.
And Prince picked it up, laid it in, and that's it, my friends. Mark
they can
Smith.
Rightly chant down below,
we're number one.
Because
I was a little worried about that before the ball game. They kept saying, we're number one, and I told Bobby, well, you better wait till it's over. But maybe they knew what they were talking about. It's not that we in any way doubted Mark Smith's ability. It's just that there are so many factors when you come to a game like this. Can you believe it? The Bulldogs have done it. The first time in 17 years at a Macon school has won the championship here in Atlanta. Of course, the last ball club to do it was Lanier in 1951. And Coach Butch Clifton is getting a much-deserved victory ride from his players as they all signal number one.
Can you believe my total figure?
I don't know. Is it right?
Right.
No, I do not believe that. Charlie Anderson played one of the greatest ball games I've ever seen anybody play. He went to the line, and he went to the line, and the pressure continued to build. And now below, we are going to have the presentation of the trophy. You won't be able to hear from down there, but we'll try to
Sam Burke Jr. is on the mic now. Bo Burke is... Well, you would not believe it. Here comes Forrest Park to collect their fourth place trophy. Who would have thought it? I cannot believe it. They fought odds all the way down. They won 52-49. Well, let's start back 61-50 to start it. Won 52-49, won 56-52. Insurmountable odds all the way. They were underdog every ball game.
I said before the ball game that the cliche is an old Cinderella team, but my friends, if there ever was a Cinderella team in athletics, I don't care what level, this has got to be it. They've been unbelievable. Forest Park going over as a team now to congratulate Mark Smith.
Here comes Price High School. They took third place finals with a 68-57 win over Forest Park. But you're going to hear it in just a few moments. Carver is just about to go get there, but Price is going up now to accept his trophy. And I am anxiously awaiting the most valuable player.
That's going to be something to really see.
Charlie Anderson has a good bet at it.
He certainly does.
He got 32 points tonight. While we're thinking about it, let's run over it. 32 for Charlie, 13 for David Lee, 12 for Frank Prince, 9 for Cam Bonifay, and 6 for Scott Judd. On the other side...
Photographers taking shots of each team, fourth place, third place, and now the presentation is second place to Carver of Columbus. And so Region 2 AAA takes it all. They wrap it up with first and second place. Brother, I tell you, I can't believe my heart. I can't believe it's still in his chest. It's just been terrific. I just can't say enough about it. And I imagine the people at Macon probably getting tired of hearing about it here, a loud roar. And I really look forward to getting into that dressing room with the boys and with Coach Clifton and talking to them because we have made it a
tickled
point.
You know, Saturday night he won and he sees us coming and he just laughs because he said...
Coach Jones congratulating, Coach Jones of Carver congratulating Mark Smith on their win. Saying what a fine basketball team they have. Happy for them.